I can remember one night we were called up to Barlow, Mississippi, to see a fellow by the name of Mr. Allred, Luther Allred. His son, Cecil Allred, has a drugstore in Hazelhurst right now where your Uncle Alton used to work with him. It was his father. Papa came back out. We had a car then. Papa came back out the car and said, we're going to have to operate on Mr. Allred tonight. And I said, why? He said, well, his appendix has ruptured, and gangrene will kill him before we can get him to Jackson. It's back in those days, we had no transportation to get him out to the Jackson, to Hazelhurst, to get him on the train, to get him to the hospital. So I went in the house with Papa, and Ms. Allred was there, and one or two of the children, I don't remember which ones, and we put a couple of blankets on the dining room table and used that for an operating table, and we picked Mr. Allred up and carried him in and laid him on the table. And we got his Papa's instruments all sterilized in the stove, on the stove in the hot water. And then Papa gave me the little cone that you dropped the chloroform on. We didn't have anesthetics in those days. They had just plain old chloroform. And he told me to put four drops on and count 10 and then put four drops more on that cone. And I held it over Mr. Allred's nose and we put him to sleep. And I was the anesthetist at that time. So when he got to where he didn't move, when Dad stuck him with the knife, he sterilized his stomach good with the mercurochrome, I reckon it was, something red. That's what he had in those days. And he went in there and took out that old stump of that appendix. It had ruptured, and the old bile and stuff from his stomach, Dad turned him on the side and drained that stuff out and sterilized him as best he could, and then he asked Mrs. Allred if she had any rubber tubing. And she said no, she was in the other room. She said no, she didn't. Papa said, well, have you got a syringe, an enema bag? And she said yes, and he said, all right, get it for me. And he took the tube from that enema bag, that the syringe, and put it in the hot water and sterilized it, and he cut them into little pieces about that tubing, about 4 inches long, and he put it in the wound and sewed around it, and he left that there and put pads on it for him to drain. And the man got well and lived for many years after that. I remember seeing... Well, he was a doctor, honey, and he'd been trained and taught that. And
who's teaching him all this?
Who was doing what? Well, he finished.
Listen, where Dad graduated from. Dad.
Memphis. So that so it would drain out of his stomach.
You see, Jerry.
And it would drain all that poison would drain out.
To keep peritonitis from setting up, see. About a week, 10 days or something like that, he took the tubes out of his stomach because he was over the trouble, and of course they gave him some kind of medicine. We didn't have antibiotics.
Dad finished in medicine at the University of Tennessee.
Well, it was not the University of Tennessee at that time. It was the old Memphis Medical Hospital School. It's the same thing as the branch of the Memphis Medicine. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they put tubes in if you have a ruptured appendix.
Any
infection that they might have.
They don't use
No, they have regular drainage tube, but that's all we had in those days. So we had to use.